This is VOA News reporting by remote. I'm Michael Brown. U.S. President Joe Biden assured Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky at a White House meeting Wednesday that the United States remains firmly committed to Ukraine's sovereignty in the face of Russian aggression in its eastern region. Kiev's troops have been fighting pro-Russian rebels in eastern Ukraine since Moscow unilaterally annexed Ukraine's Crimean Peninsula in 2014. The Biden administration announced this week that it is committing an additional $60 million for a security assistance package for Ukraine, which includes missiles and other lethal and non-lethal defense capabilities. Additionally, the officials also said the two sides would be announcing several agreements, including security assistance for Ukraine, humanitarian aid for those impacted by the crisis with Russia in the east, and coronavirus aid. An international push is underway to rescue Afghan girls' football team that is considered in danger under the new Taliban rule. The Taliban forbid women from participating in sports, so members of the Afghanistan women's national soccer team living outside Afghanistan are working hard to get young female players and their families out of the country. And they were close, just footsteps from freedom, when that devastating blast occurred last week at the airport in Kabul. Their coach, who is in the U.S., says these girls love soccer, but it could cost them everything. A former White House official says part of the problem is the girls and their families, about 130 people, mostly don't have papers they need to get on a rescue flight. For more news, please join us at voanews.com via remote. This is VOA News. The White House says President Biden will travel to the southern state of Louisiana Friday, where Hurricane Ida became the fifth most powerful storm to strike the U.S., likely causing tens of billions of dollars in damage to the power grid, among other things. At one point, New Orleans was totally in the dark. Power started coming back on Wednesday. The White House press secretary said the president is pushing power companies to work harder and faster. Thousands of power crews are working to restore service to hundreds of thousands of customers in and around New Orleans. The power outage comes as the Crescent City is sweltering in late summer heat. The U.S. National Hurricane Center report the weather system known as Hurricane Ida, which caused all that devastation down in Louisiana, is now classified as a post-tropical cyclone moving through the mid-Atlantic region Wednesday afternoon into the evening hours of the East Coast, causing flash flooding and spawning tornadoes in its path. The Hurricane Center said the system could even gain strength when it moves offshore later Thursday. Fire crews reported making progress Wednesday in an effort to save neighborhoods from a massive forest fire near the tourist resort of Lake Tahoe in the western U.S. state of Nevada. A fire official said the winds, which have been pushing the fire, did not strengthen as much as expected early Wednesday. The fire reached the southern tip of Lake Tahoe Wednesday after evacuation orders in neighboring California were expanded to Nevada, forcing crews to scramble to prevent it from reaching the resort city of South Lake Tahoe. Heavy smoke from what is called the Caldor Fire has blanketed the resort city, leaving it largely empty during what is normally a bustling tourist season. Caldor Fire has destroyed more than 600 structures and threatens at least 33,000 others. Seven Hong Kong pro-democracy activists were sentenced Wednesday to lengthy jail sentences for taking part in unauthorized protests back in 2019. These sentences range from 11 to 16 months, all but one of the defendants already serving time on other illegal assembly charges. The 2019 demonstrations prompted Beijing to approve a sweeping national security law for Hong Kong last year, under which anyone believed to be carrying out terrorism, separatism, subversion of state power, or collusion with foreign powers could be tried and face life in prison if convicted. For more news, please join us at our website, voanews.com, or the VOA mobile app. I'm Michael Brown, reporting by remote. VOA News.